Hey, blues lovers, this is Mitch Woods. I'm jamming on the high seas, and you're tuned into Raven in the Blues, the longest-running blues show in UK, and you're tuned into it right here. Stick with it.
There is something I never thought I would hear. Not Naughty Girl, heard that before. not Octavia. I think I've played her before on the show. She's out of Pennsylvania with her own blues band. And she's on an album just been released called Blues Harp Women, a 2-CD set, 31 tracks featuring harmonica-playing females, mostly from the States. Why is it unusual? It's on Roof Records. I first met Thomas Roof, the head of the record company, about 10 years ago, and he brought Blues Caravan to the UK, and that was Ian Parker, Ainsley Lister, and Aya Littinen. And they came to the Houseboat and did a fabulous session, which you can see online. It's also on their video, their DVD as well. And I was speaking afterwards. We had sort of breakfast afterwards, our late early lunch kind of stuff. And I was talking to Thomas, and I mentioned harmonica players, and he said, you will never hear a harmonica player on a Roof record. Really, I said. And he said, yep, don't like them. Can't stand them. And it's true. For the last 10 years, I haven't heard one harmonica player on any of the Roof record albums. Until now. 31 tracks altogether from ladies. Opening up The Raven and the Blues, Naughty Girl and Octavia from the brand new Blues Harp Women. That wasn't going to be the show opener. This was going to be the show opener until seconds ago, really, when I changed my mind. Where does this start? About 2 years ago, a girl called Meghan Trainor bought out a record in the States and worldwide, which did amazingly well. It's very much a like poppy record called All About That Bass, and it was a massive hit. Not at all suitable for The Raven and the Blues, until I heard this, which is Scott Bradley. Scott Bradley is a pianist and also a band leader of the Postmodern Jukebox, which is a kind of fluid group of individuals. About 20 or 30 people altogether can appear in the band, and they did a version of it towards the end of 2014, and then in the spring of this year, just before they set off on their European tour, they got the European tour cast together to do a new version of it. And so three female vocalists, Hayley Reinhardt and Morgan James and Arania Savalas are on vocals on this. Also, of course, on keyboards is Scott Bradley. I think it's fabulous. The YouTube video is, I wasn't say compulsory, but it'll make a really big difference if you look at it because it's superb. And when you look at it, you realise it was all done live in one take, which is most amazing. So here they are. It sounds as good without the visuals, but with the visuals as well, it's even nicer. Postmodern Jukebox from the spring of this year, and All About That Bass.
Because you know I'm all about that bass and no trouble. I'm all about that bass and no trouble. I'm all about that bass and no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size dude, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. I got that boom boom that all the boys are chasing, all the right junk in all the right places. I see those magazines working on Photoshop. You know that stuff ain't real. Come on and make it stop. If you got beauty, then raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. My mama, she told me don't worry about your size. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass. I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell those skinny ladies that. Nah, I'm just playing. I know you think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Hey, my mama, she told me don't worry about the size. She said boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, because you know I'm...
bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by the bass. I'm all about that bass, by the bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by the bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by the bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by the bass.
Lovely. All About the Bass, Postmodern Jukebox with Scott Bradley, the genius behind it all. If you go to the Raven and the Blues page, click on the link. It'll take you not to the Postmodern Jukebox website, but to the YouTube site where you can watch the video. It's just wonderful. And bearing in mind, it's all done in one take. If you're a bass player and thinking, how did they do that with that bass? It's an upright bass, of course. But in fact, what they do for one part of it there is they have two players, each of them doing two strings, one at the top end of the fret, one down the bottom end. Clever stuff indeed. Okay, that's a cover. And in fact, as the show came together, I realised it was going to be mostly covers this week. Here's an album which I got hold of this week, but in fact came out last year. It's from Marlene Cummins. The album is called Koori Women Blues, and here she is with her cover of Some Kind of Wonderful.
No.
sounds like a bit of a car crash at the end. I reckon that Marlene raised her arm and the whole band stopped. Curry Woman Blues is the album, came out last year. I've just got hold of it, and there you heard her take on Some Kind of Wonderful. I mentioned covers, so let's have a three of them in a row, and they're all in a kind of strange way connected. Let's first of all start off with the Reverend Sean Amos from his album Sean Amos Loves You, Bright Lights and Big City.
Sister, don't do what I have done. Please shun that house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. I'm going to spend the rest of my life beneath that rising sun.
Sunset. House of the Rising Sun, Eric Babe and Jean-Jacques Molteau. And before that, you heard Bright Lights and Big City, the Reverend Sean Amos from his brand new album. Connection between those two, Bright Lights, Big City and House of the Rising Sun, is that they were both set staples, really, for my house band when I was growing up at the Club Agogo in Newcastle, and that's The Animals. And they did both of those in their set, virtually every set they did. And I link the next two because House of the Rising Sun, written by Leadbelly, and also on the album from Eric Bibb and Jean-Jacques Molteau, which is Remembering Leadbelly, they have got Goodnight Irene, which I love. And probably it's probably his best-known number, sung by so many people. And rather than play that from the album, I went to look to see the Kelly Joe Phelps version, which he recorded here, and found out it was 10 years ago next week. Therefore, a great chance to play it. So let's get into the DeLorean, get up to 88 miles an hour, and go back exactly 10 years, and pick up where I left off. We've been listening to 40 minutes of Kelly Joe Phelps just talking and playing, and it's been absolutely wonderful. Let's finish with something. What are you going to close with, Kelly?
Okay. I think I'll play Leadbelly's Goodnight Irene, I think. Sometimes I live in the country, sometimes I live in town, sometimes I have what a great notion to jump in the river and drown. Quit your rambling, quit your gambling, oh, I'm quitting staying out late at night. Stay at home with your wife and your family. Sit down by the fireside, bright, ooh, Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I will see you in my dreams. Good night. ask your mother for you, but she said you were far too young. I wish I had never seen your face. I wish I was never born. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Oh, good night, Irene. I will see you in my dream. I will see you in my dream. I will see you. I will see you in my dream.
Damn near perfect. Kelly Jo Phelps recorded right here on the top deck of a houseboat on the River Thames 10 years ago next week. the day after he'd had a night at the Jazz Cafe in London, which was also fabulous. And they heard Goodnight Irene. Let's leave the houseboat on the Thames and move down to Melbourne, Australia, and a band making their debut on the show called the Jackson Four. Here they are covering Mose Allison's song, which I first heard by Georgie Fame, but Mose Allison wrote it originally with Work Song.
Breaking rocks out here on a chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on a chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold steady right there while I hit it. Come on, man, that ought to get it. I've been working and working, but still got a long way to go. Commit a crime, oh Lord, how I need it. Crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store, man, I'm bleeding. When they caught me robbing the store, hold steady right there while I hit it. Come on, man, that ought to do it. I've been working and I'm working, but I still got a long way to go. Say 5 years of labor on the chain gang, you ought to go. Heard the judge say 5 years of labor. Heard my old man scream, Lordy, no. Hold steady right there while I hit it. Come on, man, that ought to do it. I've been working and I'm working, but I still got a long way to go. Gotta see my sweet honey, baby. Gonna break these chains off and
city right there while I had it. Come on, man, that ought to do what I've been working and working, but I still got a long way to go. I've been working and working, but I still got a long way to go. I've been working and working, but I still got a still. Breaking rocks out on a chain
in my time. Very nice. Full on production there from the Jackson 4, from their new album Love the Life of Mose Allison's work song. I think I prefer Mose Allison's fairly simple, just keyboards and vocals, mind you, but that's rather fine too. Nevertheless, that's called work song. Okay, continuing on the covers, but completely contrasting in the way it sounds, here is Sunjay, who I saw last working live, oh, I guess at the Crawdaddy Club about a year or so ago. He's got a new album out called Black and Blues. It's all covers. Here he is with Palette on the Floor.
Pilot on your floor, baby, make me a pilot on your floor. Make it soft and make it low, make it down by the door. Won't you make me a pilot on your floor? Oh, I'm tired and so dissatisfied. Might take the southbound freedom ride. If I get to Memphis, baby, and I got no place to go, won't you make me a pilot on your floor? Stranger from your door. Never turn a stranger from your door. Might be your best friend knocking, you would never know. Might be looking for a pilot on the floor. Never turn a stranger from your home. Never turn a stranger from your home. Might be on the road someday and you got no place to go. Might be looking for a pilot on the floor. Make me a pilot on your floor. Make me a pilot on your floor. Make it soft and make it low, make it down by the door. Won't you make me a pilot on the floor? Come on, you good time friends of mine. Come all you good time friends of mine. Where you hanging around me now that I'm doing fine? Where were you when I only had a dime? Make me a pilot on your floor. Baby, make me a pilot on your floor. Make it soft and make it low, make it down by the door. Won't you make me a pilot on? Make it soft and make it low, so my good girl will never know that you made me a pilot on the floor.
Make Taking a Pallet on the Floor from Sunjay from his brand new album Black and Blues. When I was putting the show together yesterday, I looked at the sleeve notes and it said traditional. I thought, ooh, Sunjay, that's a bit cheeky. It was done originally by Mississippi John Hurt, wasn't it? But then I did a quick research on Google, as you do, and found out that he may have recorded it first, but it goes back even earlier than that, and therefore it is, in fact, traditional. It goes back to the 1800s. It's also covered very beautifully by Lucy Zirins, one of her few covers that she does, but that's from Sunjay. This coming weekend is Bonfire Night for many in the UK, which just means standing around fireworks and bonfires, setting up fireworks, which is my job on Saturday, and Sunday I'm tied up, which is a real pain, because this weekend also is the Blues Fest, taking place at what used to be the Millennium Stadium. It's now called O2, down in Docklands, and it's got huge names on in the evenings, Tom Jones, Van Morrison, Joe Harmon, Tedeschi and Trucks, that kind of stuff. And through the day, though, they've got dozens of bands all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and it's free. Can't believe it. And I can't get there both days. I'm so gutted. Here's a band who are going, and to celebrate the fact that they're going, and they've remixed their album, So Many Roads. When they released it originally, Paul Long sort of said that we hadn't planned it to go sort of the way it did. We released it so people could hear what the band sounded like. Then it's actually started to sell. And so they've remixed it for this weekend. So off the remixed album, So Many Roads, here are Catfish, who will be at the O2 this weekend, and Little by Little.
Away from me. Well, what you doing, baby? Don't you know it ain't right? I wonder what you're doing that takes all night. Little by little, oh, I'm losing you, I can see. Well, bit by bit, I feel your love slipping away from me.
Feel.
Lovely stuff. They're going to be at the O2 this weekend. On Saturday, I'm doing the music for a firework party, and on Sunday, I've got a birthday party to go to, so I can't make it, which is so annoying. I think everybody who's anybody's going to be there. There are dozens of really fine bands at the O2. That's free during the day and then paid for in the evening. That's Catfish from their remixed album, So Many Roads and Little by Little. Okay, that's a whole range of covers in the last half an hour or so. Let's have something original now. She's got a brand new album out called Renaissance. She is Connie Lush, the Connie Lush Band, and here she is with Give Me a Minute.
You got
good stuff indeed. Connie Lush and the band, the album Renaissance, a big difference from their last album, which came out a couple of years ago. A difference in sound, that is. And that's a track called Give Me a Minute. Lovely stuff indeed. She's out of Liverpool and a hard-working girl too. I opened the programme with Thomas Roof. It was a track from his new album on his label. Thomas Roof, as well as being a label boss, is also head of the European Blues Union, which is 20-odd countries across Europe who come together once a year for a big challenge to get the best band across Europe. And it's huge fun. 10 bands each night, normally, 20 bands over two nights. Each band gets a quarter of an hour, that's all. And when you have to concentrate your whole set, your whole skill set, your showmanship, the whole bit in 15 brief minutes, it's not easy. Previous years, Ben Poole has been over there, 24 Pesos, Baba Jack, David Migden and the Dirty Words. Nobody from UK has yet won. Lawrence Jones went last year, and this year the band going forward to represent the UK are Red Butler. I'll be there with them in Torita di Siena in Italy in April of next year. I mention all this because as well as Thomas Roof, he's the chair of the European Blues Union and the head of the Spanish section, if that's correct word. She is the person responsible for choosing the band, or the person who's named for that. I am the guy for the UK. I am the UK country responsible. Tra-la. Out of Spain, her name is Big Mama Monse. I met her in Bruges in the spring of this year, and she's got a new album out. Big Mama Monse and Ricky Sabates. The album is simply called Big Mama Monse and Ricky Sabates, and here is a track from it called No Words on the Line.
What can I do, babe, to get you close to me? What can I do, babe, to get you close to me? You never answer to my phone. My heart is full of misery. I tell you nice things, know everything I say. I tell you nice things, but you ain't know everything I say. I feel mistreated, pretty babe. Never thought you'd treat me this way. No words on the phone, oh, no sounds on the line. Words on the phone, no sounds on the line. How can you be so cruel, babe, and forget what we had left behind? Oh, play a blues thing, you got it, man.
My heart is full of misery. Oh.
words on the line.
California Honey Drops, not to be confused with the Carolina Honey Drops, but that's California, the West Coast. Like You Mean It is the album from last year, and Just Because. And that is the end of the Raven and the Blues for this week. Just Because the hour is almost up. Hope you've enjoyed the music. DavidRavenBlues.co.uk is the email address. Website, ravenblues.co.uk. Links to all the artists and their websites, and a chance to go back and listen to shows from 10 years ago. You can go back and listen to the complete Kelly Joe Phelps one, if you like, from November 2005. Let's close with a new album, just been released. It's from Mike Zito and The Wheel. It's called Keep Coming Back. It's on Roof Records. So we close the circle. We start with Roof Records, we close with them. Here they are with Get Out of Denver. Have a great 7 days. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven. Bye-bye.